Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. Now, this one is a juicy one. What we're going to dive into today is business supposed to be this hard? Now, I get asked this question a lot, actually, and I get it because so many of us started our business with no actual business experience. We wanted the freedom, we wanted the profit, we wanted the lifestyle. And so we take our expertise and we, you know, put a website up and then realize that it's the hard part of business initially is figuring out a way to get clients. And then once we get clients, we realize that's actually kind of pales in comparison to delivering with quality and getting our clients results and managing a team. And you know, so building a business, especially now, if you're new at business in this economic climate, I understand why I'm getting that question. And so I want to address it, and it's both yes and no, which I know is probably not what you want to hear, but it's both yes and no. And let me explain why, right? If you are an entrepreneur and you are starting a business, you are building a business, then you are creating something from nothing. You are creating something from nothing. Now, that is going to be messy, right? Whether you're building a house, you're making a delicious meal, it doesn't matter what we're building. If we're creating something from nothing, it's not going to be effortless. And so run away from anyone who tells you it's going to be effortless. Now, that said, it likely doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. But effortless or easy, those words are probably not going to be what building a business, an online business, is like. Why is it not going to be like that? Because, for one, we are dealing with people, right? We're in the business of people. Our clients are people. We're going to collaborate with people. We're going to, the online marketplace has people. Our team is going to be full of people. And people are unpredictable and come with their own, you know, their own stuff. And so that part is probably not going to be easy. Relationships aren't easy. They're rewarding and they're beautiful and they're worth it, but they're probably not always easy. We live in a crazy world, right? Not just the economic climate, but right in this moment, but you know, we've just come out of 2-3 years of isolation and rule changes and paradigm shifts, and we live in a crazy world that is unpredictable. And so even though we feel like we have this tight grasp on reality and control on what it is that we can actually, you know, do, in reality that's just a mirage. We don't have control of anything except for our actions and how we respond to things. That's what we have control over. But everything else that we think we have control over, we actually do not. And we have families, right? We have friends. We wear multiple hats, and we aren't robots. And so we've got all of these things that we need to remember. And business is only one part of our lives, though I know that sometimes it can be all-consuming, right? But we have a lot going on, and when we have this idea, right? If you think about your business, it didn't exist before you thought of it, right? It was just this like this synaptic kind of explosion in your mind going, oh, I think I might do this. But you have so many different ideas on the course of a day. If you're entrepreneurial, you probably have, you know, have wonderful, brilliant ideas all of the time. But think about the ones that you didn't decided not to do, and then the ones that you decided, yeah, hang on, I'm going to bring that to life, right? And then all of then the effort and the thinking and the planning and the strategy to just create something out of nothing. Like that's this massive energetic shift where you are like forming something out of nothing. And so sometimes I think we can forget how actually amazing that is, that we can create something of value, whether that's a service and you can't see it, or it's something tangible, that we can create something of value. We can put language around that to communicate the value, and then we can have the exchange of value where you sell that thing and you get money in exchange for that thing. But all of that is going to take strategy. It's going to take a shift in mindset. It's going to take taking action and actually executing on a plan, and then looking at that data and going, oh, okay, this worked, this didn't, and shifting the strategy, and then executing again and repeating that and repeating that and repeating that to build this snowball, right? And so I think sometimes we can really minimize exactly what it is that we're doing here, which is pretty darn incredible, if you ask me. And then we layer on all of the things that I mentioned before, right? The people, the landscape, the everything else that we have to do in life. And if we're not coming from a business background, or if you are, but you haven't done what you're doing in this way, and you've had to learn marketing, or you've had to learn finance, or you've had to learn leadership, right? They're all incredible skill sets that people take decades to master. And when we're a new entrepreneur, we're wearing all of the hats, and not only all of the hats, but we're content switching. We're like putting that one off, this one on, this one off, this one on, this one off, this one off. And when we do that, right, it creates, it's almost kind of more chaos, because we have to put the hat on, get into that zone, execute on that, take it off, which kind of takes time. We're context switching, right? We're putting on the next hat. And then we've got to go in that mind frame, and we've got all of these wheels turning at the same time. And we can kind of sometimes feel like, you know, the person spinning all the plates, like running around, and there's like 20 plates spinning, and we're running over and spinning this one, and we're running over and spinning this one, and we're running. And so, and then we go like, oh, is it supposed to be this hard? And yes, initially, if you are starting your business, you cannot, you likely cannot hire somebody initially to take care of the pieces that you don't want to do. Because if we're starting our business, we don't even know at that stage what needs to happen a lot of the time. Like whenever I start a new program, I can't give that to my team because I'm creating it. So I need to establish the protocol. I need to establish the marketing messaging and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And I need to play and test around with that a little bit myself and see how it feels and see what results we're going to get. I need to really be in it initially to get it off the ground, right? It's like that big initial push to get a jet off the ground, right? There's this big burn of fuel, and then you can coast. And business is kind of the same way around, or it's like, you know, pushing the snowball to the top of the hill, and then it can roll down the other side. Whichever metaphor kind of works better for you. But in business, it's the same. Often when we start our businesses, it's just us, and we've got to push this thing and get it moving before we can hire help and actually train them to do what we want them to do well, or outsource that in any way, because that's just often the reality of business, right? And so, yes, It's going to take work, but often, and this is the thing that I want you to really take away and really question, is often we overcomplicate it. We really overcomplicate it. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, then you probably know I'm all about simplification. And I talk about ways to do that all of the time, starting with my 7-system framework, which talks about frameworks all the way from, you know, the start of your business marketing to the end where we are delivering the product and doing finance and legal and all of that stuff, right? So it covers the whole spectrum. But let's just take marketing, because I know that that is an area where a lot of people struggle. There's a lot of stuff on socials and that can make it seem really complicated, and it can get really shiny object syndrome, and you know that we're going, oh, maybe this will work, or this worked for them, so I'm going to try this, we're going to do this. And I said it before and I'll say it again, it all works, but what doesn't work is doing all of the things at the same time. And so pick a lane, pick a strategy, and do that through your entire business for every area of your business. So the area of marketing, you want, and you're probably sick of me saying it, one way of getting in front of new people, one way of nurturing those people, and one way of selling to those people initially. Yes, you can build on as you build your business, but get one method working before you add on. Like one product working, right? All of that. And so the simplification there goes like, why does it have to, like, why does it feel like it's so hard? It's probably because we're running around, even just in marketing. Like maybe we haven't linked up our systems yet, and we're still working against 14 different automation or, like, you know, software platforms. If that's you, have a look at FreeCO, have a look, come over to socials, go to freeco.tech, have a look at it somewhere, please, if that is you, because that is such a waste of time and energy and money to be trying to duct tape all of these different software pieces together, right? So does that have to be hard? No, that area does not have to be hard. Like, yes, creating something out of nothing and getting that momentum takes work, but we're probably overcomplicating it in some area. Like if you don't have a really simple marketing system, one way that is bringing you in money, then that needs to be your focus. That needs to be your focus, because if you're not making money reliably and predictably, then you don't have a business. If you have that piece, then what you need to work on is your systems, because once you're bringing money in reliably, then you'll find that what becomes hard is actually delivering with quality and consistency and not wanting to do it all yourself. So you need to have systems in place so that you can then hire your team, because you cannot hire your team without having systems. They won't know what to do and they won't do a good job. Right? So marketing first, then systems, then team. And all of that should probably happen before you think you're ready for it, because you're not going to have capacity to build systems if you have so many clients that you don't have time to work on your systems. And the same goes, if you don't have that in place, then you're not going to be able to hire people that are going to stick around, because you won't be able to train them. You won't have the time to train them, because you'll be dealing with marketing, you'll be dealing with your clients. You're not going to have capacity to train someone. And yes, I know that it can be hard to find that, you know, chicken before the egg solution, which is what I need the client before I can hire the staff before, you know, then you probably need to raise your rates, or you need to change the framework of what you're doing, or you need to automate more tasks. Like you need to find a solution to that, because that is not a good enough excuse to lean on as a reason to not hire somebody, right? Or if you have absolutely optimized everything else in your business, then take a pay cut for a little while. You already know how to get clients. So hire the person, get them up and running with the systems you already have, and then get the next client, right? If you have a predictable system, which you should have if you're looking at hiring somebody, then it shouldn't actually be a problem. So the other reason why this stuff can feel hard, like running a business and building and growing a business can feel hard, is that we're too impatient. We are too impatient, and we are likely not consistent enough to actually be able to analyze the results and make any changes that we need to make. So I'm getting a bit ranty today, hey? So if you're impatient, like you just need the clients now, then you're probably not doing the work, or you haven't been doing the work consistently enough to actually see the result. Because yes, we can all get impatient. We know what we want it now. But if you really truly ask yourself, am I doing lead generation? Am I doing nurture? Am I doing sales? And am I doing those three things consistently again and again and again in order to get the results? Because even no sales, that is a result that will inform our behavior and be able to give us some data to be able to change what we're doing, to be able to then continue to be consistent until we get the results that we want. And it's just like a Rubik's cube. It's like just figuring out the Rubik's cube, right? So you just keep on going, you keep shifting until something else clicks into place. And as soon as something else clicks into place, you're like, oh, great, done. Okay. And then you move on to the next thing, or the next color, or the next, you know, that's what growing the business is like. And it's this journey that actually never ends, because when you get to where you thought you wanted to go, you realize that maybe there's something else, or maybe you want to add on something else, or you want to change. You know, we thrive off growth. We thrive actually off change, and we get bored really easily. And so, especially if you're entrepreneurial, that's just the nature of how our brains work. So the answer to a lot of this is less about what you are doing and more about who you are being. And I know that that might sound vague and really frustrating, but it is the inner work that we need to do to get really clear on what the heck are we doing here? Like, what are our goals? Why are we doing this in the first place? And what are the things that are going to be priority for me to move the needle to get towards those things that I'm saying are important to me? And by getting clarity on those things and the person that we truly want to be, regardless of where our business is at, regardless of like of anything else that we're trying to change in our life, but who is that person that we want to be? And getting really clear on that outside of business, like your health, your wealth, yes, your relationships, like what do you want life to look like? What do you want your impact to look like? What do you want? How do you want to live? And getting really clear and doing the inner work there to make sure that we know that what we're saying we want is actually what we want and not what is just being projected onto us, or, you know, someone else's dream for us, or what society kind of says that we should want. And getting that clarity is so vital for our fulfillment. Because once we get that clarity, then we can know exactly what it is that we're building, and we can create a strategy that is going to align with that. Because every decision that we make is going to either take us towards that goal or move us away from that goal. Right? Every single thing that we do, every decision that we make, every action that we take, random rhyming, is going to take us towards the goal or away from it. So get really clear on what that is. Craft that goal and think, like, how could this be simple? How can I have this that what I want? How could that be simple? And this question for me and this work for me totally transformed my life. This is what allowed us to live the life we're living now, with me working part-time and me homeschooling the children, right? Because I realized that the life I wanted, I could actually just have it now. I didn't have to wait until my business reached some certain level. That if I just thought about things differently and rearranged things and got creative and realized there was no box that I had to kind of squeeze myself into, that I could live the life I wanted to now. Does that mean we don't have goals? No, of course we have goals, but every day that we live is our life. And if we put off what, you know, the truth of how we want to live, then we might actually never get there because we don't know what life is going to bring. And so for us, it meant not waiting to a certain point to live the way we wanted to live, but to live that now. And yes, that means that the ultimate goals, we're going to get there slower, as in like the financial goals that we have, the exposure goals like that we have, the impact goals that we have, we're going to get there slower. But instead of prolonging all of that satisfaction and missing out on spending the time with my children that I want to in order to get to those goals, I realized that I could have all of those, everything that I wanted in smaller doses right now, rather than like zero, you know, in more balance. Now, maybe that isn't what you want. Maybe you do want to like run the race now and work really hard for 5 years to get the thing that you want and do that. Amazing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no right way to your goal because everyone's goal is going to be really different. And the right way is the simplest way, right? If you think, how can I have this thing? Like, what's the simplest way to achieve this thing? It might not be the way that you are going. So if you're not sure on what that is, if you're not sure on what that looks like, then book a free 15-minute strategy call with me. You can do that at annaliesewarn.com/consult. And if you need to do the inner work, then get in touch with me about the CEO code. This is our new course, our new short course that we are making live really soon. And it's based on using science to leverage ourselves. First we get really, really clear on what we want. And that process is really in depth on every area of our life. And then we craft a practice for you, a customized practice that you kind of create for yourself. And we help you to do that. That is a filter for you every morning that actually rewires the way that you think. And so how can this be simple? It gets simple by knowing what you want and thinking about the quickest way there and knowing the two or three things that move the needle in order to get you towards that thing. And then doing those things repetitively and consistently and not being impatient and just keep on doing the thing because you know that's getting you closer and letting go of the time piece. But so much can happen to stop us from doing those things consistently. Either it's not a habit, life happens, kids get sick, you know, like I said, we live in a crazy world and we are not robots. So in order to make those actions happen, we have to change the way our mind works because our minds like to stay where they are. They like to be comfortable, and anything outside of that is scary. And so we often don't do it. So we need to use science and use that process to rewire the way that we think to change the actions that we're doing on a consistent basis. Now, this practice is incredible. It has totally transformed my life. And that's why we're bringing this to you. So if that is where you're at, if you're feeling like you are not as disciplined as you want to be, you're not, you know what you have to do, but you're just not doing it, then that inner work, that kind of coming up with the roadmap and seeing what your dream life looks like every day and reading that to yourself can really change the game for you. It really changed the game for me, and it's really changed the game for lots of other people who have been through this practice. So if you're interested in that, ask me about the CEO code and I will send you the link to that as soon as it is live. And I hope that this normalizes how you're feeling, because so many of us have been there going like, oh, is it supposed to be this hard? Or going, it's not supposed to be this hard. And maybe we think that because, you know, we see all of the highlight Instagram reels and not so many people share like that push that it takes to get something off the ground. It does. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes like you're crafting something of yourself. And if you already have a full life and you want to do this, well, it's going to take more effort, right? Not many of us can press delete and pause areas of our lives to dedicate all of our time and energy to this one thing. And so everyone's pathway is going to look different, but know that everyone's pathway includes some form of this explosion of energy to get something off the ground, and patience to let the seeds that you planted, you know, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, however long ago, to actually, be watered and grow and to be fruitful before there's that harvest. And we're human and we don't like to wait. And so all of those things combined can have us feeling like that. But I hope that this normalizes that, gives you some examples of what you can do to help it feel easier, and know that you really can simplify. And if that's where you're at and you're feeling like you just can't, that your business is different, book a call with me and I promise you I will help you determine the next three steps that you can take to simplify your business and transform the way that your life is right now, if that's where you're at. Because I know I have been there, and that's what I do. I work with clients on that every single day. All right, that is it from me. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Get in touch with me if I can help you in any way, and see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.